Thank you.
If you don't mind, take me back to that last play. You were in within seconds of bringing home the title.
We drew up a play to try to get me the basketball, and it didn't work out well, but we got a great look at a three for Cameron Bartman, and it didn't go his way, so.
How'd that feel afterwards?
Kind of heartbroken after the buzzer sounded and we didn't come out on top, so.
Well, in that title game, your team played much better against Glen Allen this year than last year. What was the difference between last year and this year?
It was a better defensive set that we had and goals that we had going into the season. We played a little tougher against them. We wanted to bring home the title, but came a little short.
Tell me a little bit about your season. You brought home just a litany of awards through all the tournaments, including the state tournament. You were the top scorer in the two-way. You had the most assists in the two-way. It really speaks well of your ability to dominate on the court, both as a shooter but also as leading the team from the guard position. But tell me a little bit about the season from your perspective.
Oh, it was a great season. We came out. We played at a 3A tournament. We did pretty well. And then stuff started to kick in, and we went on a big run, and we ended up losing to Bethel 2 weeks before regions, and then beat New Haven at home, got us ready for regions. Had a good regional tournament and a all right state tournament, and didn't end well. So
it was close.
Yeah.
What I'd like to ask you is that you have really had a spectacular athletic senior year. And from what I hear is that from folks, they all say, boy, if you'd have seen that guy when he was a freshman, they throw around the term runt or whatever. Is that a fair description of coming in as a freshman?
Yeah, I was quite small. I was barely making the 106-pound weight class as a freshman and then just worked hard.
Well, what about the working hard? What got you from there to the top of your game, both in wrestling and in basketball this year?
I'm just having a mindset that I want to be at the top. So the 3 years before this were just mindset of getting to the top.
What's that mean for you?
Being a state champ was my first goal in wrestling, and then state title in basketball.
What do you tell the younger kids who look up to you right now and think, I could get there too someday? What did it take for you to get there?
Practice, give it all you got, show 110% in practice, and then the results will come.
Is it tough here to perfect your game and practice as much as some folks do, maybe in Anchorage, where there's more camps and more open gym time and more facilities and things like that?
No, it's a little harder because we don't get as much gym time and mat time. So you have to go to open gym and kind of work on your game.
Tell me about the support from the coaches and your teammates. You've had you've had good coaches and really excellent teamwork this year.
Yeah, it was great support from the coaches and teammates that kind of helped me and motivated me to get through the seasons and work as hard as I did.
Where did you learn to shoot this well?
I just practice on my form is the most part. In elementary, I tried to work on having the best form, and then that's where it came from.
Another skill that you bring to the court is just a certain amount of aggressive hustle. You go for that ball every time somebody else is dribbling it. You're always moving to set picks. You racked up a whole bunch of steals and assists and everything else. Where did that speed and aggression come from?
That's what wins basketball games usually, is getting the loose balls or getting that one steal that you need and getting that one rebound, one hustle play usually wins basketball games.
As you look back on the 2015 basketball season, is there one moment that stands out for you, either as an individual player or as a team? I bet everybody that got to see you play has at least one in particular.
I had a buzzer beater at home against Unalaska to win the game. It was probably one of the best moments.
Right in front of the hometown fans.
Yeah.
That was spectacular. What's next for you?
I'm planning on going to college in the fall and trying to get on the basketball team.
Do you have a school picked out?
Not yet.
Okay, so it's open-ended question, but looking to keep playing?
Yes.
Well, what do you tell the teammates beneath you in grade levels and the younger kids around town who got to watch you play this year about driving to become their best?
Just work hard, set goals, and work to achieve your goals.
Well, Kenneth, it was certainly fun for many of us to watch you bring your hard work to fruition and meet most of your goals this season. You played with the heart of a champion, and I hope others follow in your stead. Dillingham Senior Kenneth Saville, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you.